From 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, as we hear about being called children of God. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Whose child are you? You can answer. Whose child are you? God's child. Wow, you guys just jumped right to the point. Yes, you are God's child. We hear that in our scripture lesson this morning. But I have a feeling that you are also someone else's child. Oftentimes, when people respond to the question, whose child are you? They tell you the name of someone who raised them. Someone who raised them at home. But sometimes they'll answer someone who raised them in the neighborhood. Or someone who raised them on the playground or at school or at church. Oftentimes what we're getting at when we say, whose child are you? We are asking about who is influential in your upbringing. Whose child are you? And you told me you are God's children. And we hear in our scripture lesson this morning that God calls us children out of love. Now, we hear that several places in Scripture. Probably the most famous and well-known place we hear about becoming God's children through God's love is in John chapter 3, verse 16, where we hear that God loves the world so much that He gives His Son so that we might not die, but that we might live forever with God. God gave us His Son out of love so that we might also become sons and daughters of God. We are truly sons and daughters of God when we profess Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, being sons and daughters, not biologically or legally, instead spiritually, is not a thing that's common to the world outside of Christianity. And God's love extends outside of just Christian faith communities, though those sons and daughters of God don't recognize God. Perhaps this is why Jesus is met so often with contempt and rejection. Jesus is God's love made manifest in human form on the earth. And many people didn't recognize Him for what He is. Now, thinking about people not recognizing you for who you are happened to me some this week. It was Halloween earlier this week. And there were lots of people who dressed up, who wore costumes and disguises. Halloween is a night when we make light of death, in part to deal with our own fear of death. We remind ourselves that we need not fear death, for death has been swallowed up with victory, Christ's victory over the grave. So we wear disguises and play a trick on death because we know that our true identity is in Christ. So today, as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we joyfully remember those whom we love, who have joined the church triumphant, the eternal kingdom of God. And we remember that sin and evil and death don't have the final word. We are God's children. But we need to act like God's children in order to be recognized as such. And so we talk about today being All Saints Sunday and some of the best examples of those who were recognized as God's children are those we call saints. You may be wondering, what do United Methodists believe about saints? I've heard some Christian friends who are part of other denominations talk about saints or say we don't believe in saints or that sort of thing. So where do we stand in the mix of Christian traditions? Well, United Methodists recognize Jesus' early followers as saints, those who held the faith and carried it and passed it on to us. So we have those who were Jesus' disciples, the early apostles, those who helped write our scripture. We say this is the gospel according to St. Matthew or St. Mark or St. Luke or St. John. There are lots of Methodist churches that you may know of or hear about named things like St. Paul United Methodist Church. We believe that saints are those who lead exemplary Christian lives. And it's not just limited to Jesus' earliest followers. We have a hymn in our hymnal that reminds us of the saints above and saints below, saints here and now. So today is a time for us to remember Christians of all times and places who have lived faithfully as disciples and who have shared their faith. A major point of today's epistle reading is that we don't know what the future looks like. We don't know exactly what life will look like in the age to come, but what we do know is that we will be made like Christ. And that is where we place our hope. So that's what we pursue, being made like Christ. That's the work of discipleship, being formed into our God-made best possible selves. God created us in His image and in His likeness. So we are to pursue practices that help restore that holiness to our lives. There's a lot to hope for the future, for Christ's triumphant return when we will see the fullness of God and be made like Christ. But that means there's a lot of preparation to be done here and now. Our scripture says, purify yourselves as Christ is pure. Live into those holy practices here and now. Be a disciple. Saints are those who live as disciples. Now, purity and discipleship aren't found just by hoping ourselves into it or by pretending ourselves into it or trying to wrap it around ourselves like a costume or a disguise. It has to be something internalized, instilled within us, that then transforms us from the inside out, so that we embody God's love for the world. Now, this requires hard work and discipline. We want to pray, but you have to set aside time to pray. We want to change our thoughts towards others, but we may need to change the voices we listen to or the images that we see if they reinforce uncharitable opinions of others. We want to be more loving, but we must practice showing and offering love. This is the work of knowing Jesus. Now, I told you last week that we were going to spend a little bit of time today and the next 2 weeks talking through our newly adopted mission statement, knowing Jesus and making Jesus known. So this work of discipleship is the work of knowing Jesus. In order for there to be transformation of our hearts and minds to be in sync with the heart and mind of God, we need to get to know God. As Christians, a primary way that we do this is by imitating the character of Christ. But in order to imitate Christ, we have to get to know Christ. So we study the Bible. We read Scripture. We pray. We serve others. And in doing so, we begin to conform and mold ourselves to the model of Christ. And in doing so, we are remade in the image of God. As we actively seek to know Jesus on a deeper level, we are instructed to do this by Scripture. It's something that God asks of us in Scripture, to get to know God better. And as we do so, we will become more intentional in our discipleship. Reading Scripture, having daily devotional time, praying, doing acts of service, telling God thank you and showing our gratitude to God, and confessing where we have fallen short. It's not enough to give God an hour a week, or even most of one morning a week. Knowing Jesus requires more. Knowing Jesus draws us deeper in and continues to make demands on us outside of weekly worship. And when we resist, when we just stay surface level with God, we don't get a solid footing and that deep grounding of faith that we often need to draw on when life's trials and temptations come our way. When we hold God at arm's length, we're the ones robbing ourselves of relationship with God. When we fail to know Jesus, we don't mature in our faith, and we don't nurture our own spiritual development. We stay as spiritual infants. So maybe now is a good time to remind ourselves that we are a part of the body of Christ. We are a community of believers. Knowing Jesus is a gift to the community and allows us to inspire and encourage in others a mature faith. In baptism, both when we baptize infants and children and when we baptize teenagers and adults, we make a promise to them. To nurture their faith, to nurture the faith of these new members of the body of Christ. But how can we think that we will keep up our end of the vow if we're not actively taking steps to know Jesus? Oftentimes we think of these great saints of the church, both those that we know throughout history and those who have had personal influence on our lives, as holding their status this influence, because we can see how they know Jesus. It's clear that these saints know Jesus, that they have been attentive to their relationship with God, and they share that as a gift to the community of faith, the church. Being a saint isn't an individual activity. It's a group effort. We need each other for support and accountability on our Christian walk. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, emphasized personal piety, but he had a greater emphasis on social holiness. He emphasized religion, but had an even greater emphasis on social religion. We need each other, for we are all God's children. We must watch over one another with love and see how the Holy Spirit guides us together as we draw close to God. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for saints who ever worshiped you, whether in brush arbors or cathedrals, weathered wooden churches or cement meeting houses, where your name has been lifted up and adored anywhere. We give you thanks, O God, for hands lifted in praise, manicured hands and hands stained with oil, soil, and grease. Strong hands and those gnarled with age. Holy hands used as wave offerings across the land. We thank you, O God, for hard-working saints. Whether hard-hatted or steel-booted, head ragged or aproned, blue collared or three piece suited, they left their mark on the earth for you, for us, for our children to come. Thank you, O God, for the tremendous sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints, O God. And may we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith and dedication, worship and love. Help us to know you. Speak to us through scripture and prayer, through song and blessing. Inspire our faith so that we may nurture the next generation of saints. Thank you, O God, for calling us your children. Amen.